So here we are today at the Newark Wellbeing Show, and I'm with
Alan Wood of Native American Traditions.
Alan's an ever popular community member of the wellbeing structure, and he has a very unique following, as many of you know, with his investigations and his research into the Native American people. The first thing I'm going to ask you about, Alan, is the fact that we were out for a meal a few weeks ago, and you said that you, for the moment, you're going to rest your visits over to America. Could you give us a little bit of information about that?
Yeah, we've been going over to South Dakota now since 2012, and I feel at the moment I've covered everything I can need to know and what I need to learn there. So we're having a bit of a sabbatical and seeing where the journey takes us from there.
But even if you never went again, which I don't think that's going to happen, I think it's like the sea for you. You'll be drawn across the Atlantic again. But the amount of information that you've got now is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. You never ever stop learning, and there's always new things to learn. So it's a progression in what I do and everything else. But there is another side of my spirituality with Native Americans that I also want to explore, and I want to bring it to the show, which is the fact that people may not be aware of it, that we're entering the 5D dimension. And I want to bring this in because it's a very big part of Native American tradition, particularly with the Star people. And a lot of people don't know this, but I think it's very important that people are aware of it.
I know you did say to me some time ago that there is so much that Western people can learn from the Native Americans and their spiritual concepts and ideas. And you said there's no reason why people can't follow and use those traditions to their own advantage.
That is correct, because we're all part of the same family. We're all human beings on this planet. We connect, everything is connected. There is no distinction. It's just the fact that in the West, we've become very materialistic. Even amongst Native Americans today, you'll find this. And we've lost our spirituality and our connections with Mother Earth. And I think we've got to get it back. It's very important, because if we want to progress, then we've got to start and take care of the planet and what's on it. Native Americans have always been aware of this, and this is where their traditions come from, whether it's the Navajo, the Hopi, the Cheyenne, the Blackfoot, or even the people in Alaska and in the Antarctic, or not the Antarctic, but in the Arctic regions. They all have this same connection with Mother Earth and with the star beings.
Alan, you and I have had the conversations many times. This world is not in a good place, regardless of how people attempt to persuade us that it's better for its technology and it's better for its advances. And yet we still see so many people ill and dying, diseases on the increase. Can you give us an insight into your feelings on what's the underlying situation? What's the underlying factors that are making this almost self-destruct?
Because we've been controlled. We are controlled by the people that control the planet. And people are like sheep to a certain extent. They've not woken up. Now, you've only got to listen to politicians and see between and read between the lines that we're not being told the truth. I say my job is being to tell people what is happening, to show them. Whether they pick that up is up to them. You can take a horse to water, you can't force it to drink. But a lot of people now that I do come into communication with, and I'll say something to, they say, yeah, I agree with you. So people are waking up here, and that is a good thing. But as you've just said, we're in an awful mess on this planet. And we are in a precarious position. It can either go one way or the other.
Do you see hope for the future?
Yes, I do see hope, because that's what life is about. The Palladians and the other star beings don't want to see us destroy ourselves. That is why we're moving to the fifth dimension. The people that aren't interested and the people who are not awake, they will still stay on a 3D type Earth. But those that are awake will ascend to the new Earth, and that's what Jesus said, "Where do you see no heaven and no earth?" And of course, the church has misinterpreted it. But the Native Americans have always known this. The Mayans predicted this, that there would be a move in the fifth, into the fifth dimension. And this is what's happening now.
Alan, the Native American is a definitely a warrior. Definitely has a power within them for warring and fighting. How do you think that balances with their spiritual side of things? Because I've always been quite confused about
that. Yeah, that's an interesting question, Ian, and it's one I've often thought about myself when I first started to get into it. They weren't warlike in the sense that Western people were or other cultures on Earth. They went to war over perhaps a bit of land that they where the buffalo were. It would be things like that. And also, when they went to war, they didn't take the attitude that the West is. They would always pray for the souls of the people who they were killing. It wasn't a war in as much that they wanted to do things like what we've done in the West, which was to conquer and rule and control. Their wars were about having enough food to eat or whether somebody had taken some of the horses. Mm. So it was that concept. It's not a Western concept of war, as we know.
So really they are defending their territory.
Yeah.
And they are attempting to keep their territory, and of course it was ultimately stolen from them in massive amounts. And I think you and I had a conversation some years ago, and I remember I was telling you when I was talking to an Aboriginal, I said, how do you feel about all of these Europeans who are in Australia? And he said, firstly, it's not Australia to me. He said, but secondly, we'll still be here when you're gone. Do you think that the Native American Indians have the same opinion?
Yes. And it ties in with the Aboriginal people because they live with Mother Earth. They understand it. They know where they're going. As I've just said just previously about the war, when they had the wars, intertribal wars, some of the tribes could be very, very fierce. But obviously when the Europeans came into America, they made so many peace treaties with them and they broke every one. So the Native Americans lost their trust. And as the famous Oglala chief said, which was Crazy Horse, they came here and they've broken every promise but bar one. And the one they said they'd keep was, we'll take your lands regardless. And that's what they did. So when the Native Americans fought, they were fighting for their land. They were fighting for survival because the white Europeans wanted to just take it off them regardless. You know, and that's what the attitude was.
Do you think in all of your work and all of the conversations you've had with Native American elders, do you think that there is a possibility of an Armageddon?
It could be. It depends. Life on this planet's fluid. Nothing is set in stone. The destiny is in our hands. And I mean hands of the people of Mother Earth. So it could go either way. Let's hope that enough people on the planet wake up and we can avoid it. There's many possibilities. The universe is multifaceted. Faceted. It's, as Dolores Cannon says, it's a convoluted universe. There's so many different possibilities and so many parallels along with what we live here. And these can all interact, and they're all taking place now. So it's a very complicated thing. But yeah, there is hope. It's down to the powers that be on the planet and whether people are sufficiently aware to try and stop any Armageddon. It's just one of those questions. And I just hope that people do begin to wake up and realise that we are not here to destroy this planet. We don't own it. We are part of it. And when people realise that everything in the universe is connected, we might have a better planet to live on. But I've also been told from spirit that there is this war between what I would call the Anunnaki and the dark forces and the beings of light, from people like the Pleiadians, the Aturians, and the other star beings. And they're not going to allow the dark beings. This is their final throw of the cards, because we've got to evolve as a planet. And anything that we do on the planet will have repercussions right throughout the universe. It's not just on this planet. And they're not going to allow us to interfere and mess up other planetary systems as we've done on this planet. And this planet wasn't designed in the beginning to be that. It was designed as a beautiful place to be, as a learning school. And this is what the Native Americans also understood. And this is what the Maya and the Aztec peoples understood. So from my point of view, I'm just going to say this, Ian. Please come along to the talks. I will be here in November at Lincoln. Come and listen to what I've got to say. And I'm open to any questions that people want to ask. And I just look forward to doing and giving my talks. If I can bring people, how can I say, into the light, I'm not preaching. I'm just saying what my job is to do. And if I can do that, and even if it's only with two or three people, then I'm doing my job well.
Well, Alan Wood, as always, fantastic. Thank you for your time. I know it's very precious to you. And enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you very much, Ian. And I've enjoyed being in here.
Great.
As normal. It's like being back home.